This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 31st of December, 1961. The title of this lecture is The E-Meter and Its Use. This tape is 51 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, due to the original recording of this lecture, there are periodic sound distortions.
Well, we have a little bit of e-metering to show you something about. Now, the e-meter was developed in America. And then they forgot it. Actually, the e-meter in Scientology is a very old instrument. It's based on the first meter of this type was built over a century ago. Perhaps you didn't realize that. A century old was the Wheatstone Bridge. It had the sensitivity that if you hit a cow hard with a baseball bat, the cow would fall down. And then they knew the meter was operative. This meter, a psychogalvanometer, is an integral part of the Keeler. I always get these two mixed up. There's the Keeley Cure, I think, and the Keeler Lie Detector. It's one or the other of those things. Anyhow, they use them with the police. The police fool with them. And they have a Wheatstone Bridge connected in, a psychogalvanometer, which sits along with the instrument. They basically depend upon the blood pressure gimmick. You know, if you ever go to a doctor and the doctor takes out this rubber tube or sack, and he wraps it round and round, and then he pumps up this thing, and something goes up, and so on, and then your arm hurts like the devil, and then it goes down, and then he looks at you fixedly to see if you're breathing, and he says, fine, and he writes something down, and then the insurance company won't give you insurance. Well, that thing, and a respiratory device. A respiratory device is the next item that they do, and they put it around the chest, and they have an idea if the fellow breathes like that, he's crazy. And I always just thought he was out of breath. Anyhow, this blood pressure indicator and this chest device and this 100-year-old psychogalvanometer put together properly, brings a price of $18,000. Isn't that interesting? They have thousands of operators for these machines in the United States. There are thousands and thousands of operators in the police departments. And the machine is always suspect because it has a 9% error. When you're running one of these things, you know nothing about past lives. And you say to this criminal, did you steal the lady's handbag? They never add the interesting question tagged to it, in this life. And they're liable to get any kind of a reaction. Let me assure you, they're liable to get any possible kind of a reaction. And they do. Men get hanged with this thing. They're operated by men who haven't a clue about the human mind, who are human bloodhounds with long flapping ears. And they claim out of these thousands and thousands of operators that there are only 200 of them that are reliable. There are only 200 of them that will say they don't know. I know some of these operators, and I've worked with police lie detector operators, and I'm quite fascinated with the generality of their activity. I've put a police lie detector operator on his own machine. And I have made it do things that he never dreamed it could do. And he is one of the 200. And I showed him conclusively that he had murdered, raped, burned, and slaughtered. That he was guilty of every crime on the book, but not in this lifetime. He was quite interested. He was quite interested in the fact that the machine was wrong. Well, those are crude machines. Those are crude. Yet they hang men with them, but they have given electric detection or electronic detection of the human mind. They have given it a bad name. That is all that amounts to. There's always the lower scale mockery of the actual activity. And it gives it a bad name. Unions are now passing rules saying that their union members must not be lie detected. Naturally, I agree with them 100%. Fellas don't know how. The reason the union gives is the operators are incompetent. That's right. But they should give another reason. The machines stink. They might cost $18,000, but that is no index whatsoever of their accuracy. And their accuracy is poor. I think they've even gotten sufficiently popular in the United States that they have been portrayed in the Dick Tracy comic strip. And that, of course, is a point of arrival for any police detection equipment. Well, with all that, one cannot expect anybody to have much respect for a little box that costs about $125 and so on. It's too small, doesn't cost enough. But it has taken me and a lot of very fine electronics people 10 years to build a machine that really could function. And it starts putting the older machines, of course, in the shade. That we did anything with the older types of equipment at all is surprising. That is all. It is just absolutely amazing that we did anything with them. The physical response of the machine, let me show you a British Mark IV. The physical response of the machine has nothing whatsoever to do with its mental response. That is the first thing you have to know about these. That they can go through all of the physical response tests. This is very, very important to you, this factor. It's taken me a long time to find this. But they'll go through all the physical response tests without registering mental response. You can have a machine, then, that reacts to can squeeze, toe and arm action, sensitivity, everything reacts, except it doesn't read the mind. The reading of the mind is quite independent of the other, and so you alter one of these circuits without knowing how they should read on the mind, and you've had it. Now, our 1957 American meter was a good meter, but it was altered and altered and altered because it was simply given physical response, physical response, physical response. You see? And nobody paid much attention to its mental response. So, let the meter that was made then take responsibility for the fact that there hasn't been any person audited in America for years with the rudiments in. You want to know why your case is moving slowly? Look at the meter and the quality of the auditor in the operation of the meter. That's all. And this is the fundamental tool of the auditor. This is a British Mark IV. It's a very pretty little machine. It's very simple. But oddly enough, consumes the same amount of current whether it is turned on or turned off, or nearly so. In other words, the shelf life of the batteries in here, how long they last on a shelf, is how long they last turned on in the meter. It's quite interesting, isn't it? In other words, its current consumption is about as close to zero as you could get. I don't know how many microamperes or whatever this thing has. I don't know how small amount of current this thing throws particularly. I haven't measured this particular machine. But it has the characteristic of measuring mental response. And if your PC has a withhold, or if you have one, it will find one. Now, when one might say that one is terribly interested in withholds because he is interested in everybody being good, and that is probably the first idea that came into your mind when you first heard that Ron was interested in withholds, then everybody will be good. This is a disciplinary action. That possibly was it. But that isn't true at all. This picture I have shown you of the reactive bank is just this. The more withholds a person has, the more solidly the bank stays keyed in. And if you want to key out the bank and make the PC easy, you pick the withholds off. And it is simply technical. It has nothing to do with moral values. Unless you get the withholds off, the bank stays keyed in, and you get nothing done. And that is all there is to it. The bank simply becomes in a solid, a glutinous mass, and nothing can be done with the bank in the presence of withholds. So the fellow who is sitting there not getting his withholds off, or not giving his withholds to the auditors, is only cutting his own throat. He may be getting even with his valences, and this may be this may be all very well, but in truth, it is under that heading. It simply loosens up the bank. Now, this little machine is deadly, absolutely deadly, in that you could find out anything about anybody with the machine. Now, that, as much as anything else, is a liability for the machine, because people look at it, you see, as a police instrument, and it's not a police instrument at all. Well, the police wouldn't know what to do with this instrument. They really wouldn't. This doll, you put this in the hands of a cop, and he would say, well, did you ever rob a bank? And it'd tell him whether or not the guy robbed a bank 2 trillion years ago, you see. Bang, he wouldn't know what to do with that. You don't believe it? Put yourself on it and find out how many men you've killed. Miss. Now, this machine, this little e-meter, doesn't have moral connotations. It has case connotations. And the very fact that people are afraid to get off their withholds gives you a good reason why people stay aberrated. A mores which forces people to have withholds is a mores which keeps people crazy. So there is the long and short of why we use an e-meter and what an e-meter is all about. And it is dangerous to use a bad e-meter. And it is a bad thing for an auditor not to know these things perfectly and not to have a class 2 classification. An auditor certainly should be able to get that. Well, it takes about 2 months of standing a person on his head and shooting him down and getting him up before dawn and putting him over the paces and Mary Sue sticking her head into the session once in a while and saying, only she really doesn't just say that. What is that response? What is that needle response? What do you call it? What is that? What is that? That right there. What is that response? The fellow says, that's a rock slam. It's rising, you see. This is the basic tool of the auditor. Don't take it lightly. But it has a limiter. If an auditor has tremendous withholds himself, he does not want to know how to run the machine, and he does not want to get any withholds off his PC. So, it requires clean hands to audit with enthusiasm. Hence this campaign. It's just a betterment of technology that we're interested in, not a betterment of your goodness. The day when you were totally good, I will sneer. Because I'll know that somebody overwhelmed you and pulled none of the withholds. You are entitled to a little wickedness. Of course, I think you went too far when you blew up that planet. And you may have some realization that they are still after you in that army. But one is not interested in goodness. You'll find that man is basically good and he will do the basic and best thing unless he is totally aberrated. If you wanted a society to be totally criminal, you would have it have total withholds and provide no means whatsoever for getting them off. And then you would have a totally criminal society. And it could elect anybody. Societies are as sane as they are in communication with one another, and as insane as they have withholds. I can take one look at an organization and I can tell you whether or not the members of that organization have withholds from one another. Because it's a direct index of their efficiency. Do you realize that because of valences and withholds, that practically there isn't a person on earth who isn't himself an odd man out? individuation, can't belong, can't participate. That is the keynote of this planet. And if we are able to attain, and all withholds off, just that, not even fancy clearing on up the line, in Scientology, we will be the first true group on Earth. And I think that's worth working for. Now, we have a little program here that we're going to put on. I'm going to show you something about this. We, unfortunately, are using, I think, an old 1958 meter. And it has a projector, and it's a very sluggish meter, and it's not a Mark IV. Nevertheless, you can still make these things work. And now, Reg is going to do a little bit of auditing here. All right. Now, can anybody see that meter?
Yes.
All right. And now I'd like to introduce to you how it is that a session should run and what is really important about a session.
All right. Is it all right if I just give you a little check over on some of your auditing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anybody get a candle squeeze? Good. You've had some auditing recently?
Yeah.
All right. And who's been auditing you?
Stanley.
Okay. All right. Now, where was he auditing you?
In New York.
All right. Now, what house was he auditing you in?
South 7th Street.
Now, how did you like being audited in that room?
It was fine.
All right. Now, something there. What's something you didn't like about that room?
We tried to clear this. It was a big kind of block to the right-hand side of the ceiling.
A big
block.
Big block.
Yes.
On the right-hand side of the ceiling.
All right. It was a beam of some kind.
Okay. Now, anything else in that room?
No. I thought of a blue package that you keep paper in.
All right. Did you tell you what is that?
No, I said I could have it.
You said you could have it. All right. Well, now, I'll just ask you this again. How'd you like being audited in that room? Okay. All right, that's all right. Now, how'd you get on with your auditor?
Fine.
All right, a little reaction there. What was that?
Well.
Yes?
I love him.
You love it? All right. Tell him that?
Yes, a few times.
A few times. Okay. All right. Now, was there anything else that you withheld from your auditor? Well, what's that?
Something to do with his wife.
Something to do with his wife. All right. Okay, tell him. And you withheld.
I don't even know what it is myself.
You don't know what it is yourself. All right, well, what do you think of when I ask you the question?
Nothing.
Nothing. All right. Let's just check. All right, now, have you withheld anything from your auditor? Okay. That's all right now. All right. Now, was he auditing you over a present time problem?
No.
When you were auditing, did you have a present time problem while you've been auditing?
Not really.
Hmm?
Maybe, but not really.
Something you thought of just then, did you? That? Come on, you tell me. Where's it gone?
She wants to tell you later.
All right. You want to tell me later, do you?
I choose to.
All right. Well, apart from that problem. All right. Now, was he auditing you over books? Apart from that problem, was he auditing you over a present time problem? Okay. All right. Now, tell me, was there any auditing question that you left unanswered? Little one there.
Who have you something
what?
Murdered, raped.
Mm-hmm. That one was missed, was it?
I know it's the first thing that came from mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what was the question then?
What
have you done to Scientology? All right. Now, what was this first one? Who have you murdered?
Who have I raped?
Who have you murdered? Who have you raped? All right. Now, what have you done to Scientology? All right, your reaction on that, what was that?
I thought I haven't done enough.
You haven't done enough? All right. So what is it there that you... an omission, you think? Is that an omission, you're telling me?
An omission? Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Let's ask this clear question again. What have you done to Scientology? Still kicking here a bit, what is it?
I keep thinking nothing.
Keeps thinking nothing. What do you
word,
think?
The word nothing comes from.
Word nothing. All right. Let's check it once more then. What have you done to Scientology? No, it's still kicking. What's this one now?
The phrase came from my mind several things. I really don't have anything particularly there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you think of at that point?
Just several things. That was the thing that came to mind. Words, no pictures.
All right. Well, have you ever spoken bad things about Scientology?
Really?
Reaction there. All right. Ever run it down at all?
No, I've been unsure about how to tell somebody about it.
Been unsure how to tell somebody?
Yeah, I felt sometimes I didn't do a good job in it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, just let's check the space again. What have you done to Scientology? All right, that's clean now. All right, now, is there any other question that you always are missing? Oh. Yes?
The thing that came to my mind is you just asked me what I'm nervous about.
Yes? Oh, I see. That. All right. We have a little mutual agreement here. All right, now.
Mutual agreement on what?
That's all right, what we said. I'm talking to the audience. Is that okay? All right, now. Is this a question that you missed on you?
I've never ever been asked it before.
You haven't been asked it before, okay. All right, now. Is there any other question you always have missed on you? Still a reaction, what's that?
Nothing. I was given a Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Oh, you're given a Joburg?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, all right.
Or a sec check or something.
Yes.
And, I kind of... one stage put a block on getting anything from any past lives because I wanted it to be for this life.
Yes.
And I guess I felt guilty about that because I cleared it with the auditor and then we just
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, was there a question on that security check that was missed?
I can't think of anything.
No, okay. It's clean up, isn't it? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. Now, just this question. Oops. Now, what have you done to Scientology? All right, let's do the reaction there now.
I've helped all these people by coming up here.
Yes, all right. Okay, what is there? Check this again. What have you done to Scientology?
I haven't done enough.
All right, you haven't done enough. All right. Once again, what have you done to Scientology?
Oh, I probably said it was no good in the beginning.
Uh-huh, all right, okay. What have you done to Scientology? All right. Okay. Now, what have you done to an auditor? Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you later?
Is that bad?
I whisper in your ear.
All right, you tell me fine. Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, what have you done to an auditor? Did a little kick there. Something else?
Doris?
Hmm?
Doris?
Mm-hmm. Well, what have you done to her?
Nothing.
No. Any other auditor? No. No, then. Hmm? wrong thing in there. Now, what have you done to Ron? That one.
When he came in with the plaster on his finger, I thought, he's got the plaster on his finger. And then I thought he did it on purpose.
Okay. All right. That was the thought you had, was it? Mm-hmm. All right, what did you do to him?
Sent him a Christmas card.
All right. Now, about this unkind thought, did you tell anybody else this thought?
No.
No. All right. Let's just check this again. What have you done to Ron? Are you still there?
I don't know.
I wasn't watching the screen. What have you done to Ron? That's been wrong.
Got a little tick there.
Got a little tick. You want me to pull it? Come on, what's this tick?
There it is.
I don't think it's to do with this life.
You don't think it's to do with this life, all right? But what is it to do with? Tell me something there.
I thought of masturbating.
Masturbating, all right. Okay, well, let's check this again. What have you done to Ron?
Well, I had a picture of kind of pushing a knife through his belly.
All right. When was this?
AD something.
All right, now, let's clean this up again. What have you done to Ron?
All right, I passed that Ron. That's all.
That's
all.
Now, have I missed a question on you? What's that?
Something to do with being clear.
Something to do with being clear. All right, what was the question I missed?
Why aren't you clear?
Why aren't I clear?
Why aren't I clear?
Why aren't you clear? All right. Okay. Now, have I missed a question on you?
No.
All right, I just want to ask you again. Have I missed a question on you? Okay. All right, have you withheld anything from me? Little reaction there.
I was so nervous backstage, I thought I was going to pee all over the place when I came on.
All right, okay. All right. Now, have you withheld anything from me?
No.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about my having given you this?
Okay.
All right, we've got an ALC break, Rachel?
No.
Okay. Well, just look around here and see if you can catch him.
What are his faces?
All right, something else?
Still not pink.
Okay. Oh. Now, is it all right if I end this check now?
Fine.
Okay. End of check. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rich. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And thank you, Maureen.
Well, now, you see, it looked simple, didn't it? Looked very simple, didn't it, huh? Well, it is very simple. You simply have to know exactly what you were doing. But you can know what you were doing. Now, let me mention something here. Now let me mention something here that's very important. This young lady has just been audited and the rudiments are that far out. Oh, what was her auditor doing? Whistling Dixie? Now look, ladies and gentlemen. She would have been absolutely parked in her processing from there on out. Anybody who knows his business will know I speak right, and I am not trying to exaggerate this. I just want you to do a good job. My entire concern about these things is simply the concern of efficiency and effectiveness. That is all. Now, what was this auditor using for an e-meter? Old tin pot of some kind or another. But now look, if I can build into your consciousness during this Congress just this one thing, that is a serious goof.
that is not, well, it, you know, it doesn't matter. It's all very callous. It doesn't matter, you know, and so forth. You know. Nothing matters anyway because it all matters and so forth. To hell with that attitude. That is a serious flub. This girl was audited with her rudiments out. This girl was audited with withholds on Scientology. Whether she did or did not have an overt on me has nothing to do with the price of fish. But let me assure you, if you have lots of overts on me, the horror of the thing is simply that. Your case doesn't advance. And I don't give a damn if you have overts on me. But I do care if your case advances. Now, perhaps that is an unreasonable attitude. The better and more stylized attitude about it all is probably you're more used to this on the whole track, you see. Now, don't take my name in vain, and we will all have a nice temple. It is true that people who have overts of one kind or another on Scientology, Scientology organization, Scientologists, auditors, the auditor who is auditing them, me or other principal personnel in Scientology, park their cases. I'm not trying to just sell you on the idea that all that hierarchy should be regarded with deep reverence. Your crime is not cursing out loud. Or putting it right when you feel there is something that should be put right. But when you get big withholds of one kind or another, it just parks the case, clank. The way to play this, if I wanted to overwhelm you completely and entirely, as a person, the way to play this would never let you get your overts off, but would rig it so that you felt very guilty any time you ever thought anything bad about me. And if I could just rig it so that this was the highest crime in Scientology, and if everybody would stand around and go, your case wouldn't make any advances either, but you'd sure be overwhelmed. And nobody's interested in overwhelming you. You stack up a lot of overts and withholds on what comprises the last two pages of the Joburg, and what do you wind up with? You wind up with no case gain. You wind up with the fact that you feel the only thing that will let you out doesn't work. And therefore, it doesn't matter what you do to it. And out the bottom you go. Now, I have a sufficient level of responsibility to be able to tell you very bluntly that I want you to get out of the sump. I want you to get clear. I want you to be happy yourself. My only reward is simply that. Now, do you think I would tell you anything that would turn you around and put you deeper in? And when I tell you, God, please don't audit people with their rudiments out. Please, please. Believe me, will you? Just believe me. And don't leave withhold questions uncleared. Clear them all. Because you're going to leave somebody with ARC breaks. You're going to make the auditing sessions very rough. You're going to make it so nobody gets a game. And you attract somebody in the mire. And that is not a small thing to do. Withholds are that important. Why are they that important? They're that important because as a person withholds more and more on top of the reactive bank keys in more and more and more and more. And the more withholds, the more key in. And while you're busy stirring up this reactive bank with very powerful processes in Scientology,
You have fixed it so nothing releases by letting the person have uncleared withholds while being audited. That's sort of a dirty trick. It's like putting somebody in an iron turret and clamping down the door and then turning fire hoses loose inside. The iron turret is the withholds. He can't move off of that point. He can't progress on that track. He can't go any place from there. And yet you're running processes that stir up all the energy in the mess and turn it all over and go round and round and round. But he can't get out of it. And he will become a very unhappy person. And he will then begin to believe that the only thing that can let him out doesn't work. And that it's no good. And that is an overt. I think you will agree with me that that's an overt. Now, if we didn't know what this was all about and if we were ignorant of it, oh, well, that's one thing. But if we're not ignorant of it and we still continue to do it, I'd say that was nearly criminal. How can anybody be audited today and wind up at the end of an intensive with a meter reacting on rudiments and withholds? Uncleared and missed auditing questions and overts, and that wasn't very much. This little girl had done nothing. She had unkind thoughts because she had an overt. By the way, that is the mechanism. I think they have a terrific overt, or they do have a terrific actual overt, and then they go on thinking unkind thoughts. The unkind thoughts are not the overt. It's the earlier overt that makes the unkind thoughts come up. The only reason you tick anybody's unkind thoughts is find out if they got an overt. You don't pull the unkind thoughts. That could take you hours. You pull the overts. And that takes you, if you're good at it, seconds. The way you trap somebody up against something is to cause him to have a problem with it. And the way a person has a problem with it is not be responsible for it. And if a person withholds thoroughly enough from the other side, A and B, as I showed you earlier, if he withholds at all, he is then being one-sidedly irresponsible for the other side of the problem, and it doesn't blow. Purely technical. But it crosses, of course, the mores of life. It crosses existence as it is today. Because there have been a lot of slave makers around. There have been a lot of people around who were very, very, very anxious to have the rest of everyone in a trap. These people were afraid. This is the same rationale that if one man in a city can put the rest of the city in cages, then none of them are going to attack him. And it requires the rather interesting idea that everyone in the city is going to attack him before he wishes to put himself in a position where he is the only one in the city who can walk around. And how long do you think that person is going to feel free after he puts the rest of the people in jail? He isn't going to feel very free. He's going to be awful stacked up on the track. But it takes that kind of psychosis to put everybody else in cages just so self can be safe. I don't feel that insecure. And most of you don't feel that insecure. What about a fellow like Hitler? My God, what level of insecurity the man must have had. He wasn't trying to conquer the rest of the world. He was trying to get his hands on it so he could put it in a concentration camp. So Mr. Hitler would be safe. I'm sure that was all it amounted to. I'm sure it upset him to have all those people free. Well, if I've got nerve enough to let you free, for God's sakes, have nerve enough to do it right. Very simple. You saw an auditing session. Didn't look very complicated, did it? Actually, it wasn't a very easy session to pull off. It takes a good auditor to pull off a demonstration session like that. Don't kid yourself otherwise. Because the PC is jumpy and the PC doesn't react properly. and you got to carry it out, and you got to pull things in front of a crowd, and you're actually releasing with holes, not just an auditor in a small auditing room, you see. You're setting up these public address systems throughout the world, the way it seems to the PC, you see. To make the PC give up on anything was pretty rough. But that's a very standard session. That's just a little patch-up session. But nevertheless, it had all the elements of a proper session. Only when he was trying to clean up the width holes in the middle of the thing and so forth, ordinarily the process would have fitted in there, or the security check would have fitted in there. That's what would have fitted there. But let me assure you of this one point. If we can conquer this one idea, that it is worth doing very well, and it is worth doing very thoroughly. It is actually very simple. But if we can just get the one idea that is worth doing well, we'll have won all the way. Because what we know now will carry it all the way. And it's very well worth doing. I'll give you an idea. We have somebody, we've taught him to do what we call a Joburg, a Form 3 Joburg. The reason it's called Joburg is because it originated in Johannesburg, South Africa, taken out of the laws of the South African courts, which list quite a few crimes. And it was dreamed up there, and it didn't have any name. We had things we called security checks, and this is, of course, a misnomer. These things have been used for security in the past, and it graduated over into processing, and hardly anybody has started calling it a processing check. Nobody has called it that. Basically, because every time they came to America, they would have to say processing. And every time they went to England, they would have to say processing. And security is security in both countries. Joke. Anyway, this is a Joburg, is the slang phrase for it. And it's page after page. Have you raped, murdered, burned, shot, stolen, cut the throats of, betrayed, dissected, practiced psychiatry, been a newspaper reporter? Any crime in the book is listed on this Joburg. The last two pages of it are devoted to Scientology crimes. You just saw some pull just now. Those are the high crimes that... Well, listen, a PC could have raped, murdered, burned, shot, slain, skinned alive, and so forth, and still get through. But they can't have run around their neighborhood telling everybody that the central organization was no good and get that much of a case game. That happens to be fact, not advertising or propaganda. Why? Because they have overts on the thing that will help them, so they can't take responsibility for the very session they are in. That is the mechanism. So the last two pages of the Joburg is a trite phrase, a cliche, when you talk of security checks. There's the Joburg, and there's the last two pages of the Joburg. And an ordinary sentence for an auditor who won't get with holes off, because we know if he won't get with holes off, the first thing we know about him is that he has with holes. See, with magnitude. See, obviously, he can't take responsibility for both sides of the auditing session because he's sitting there, you see, withholding, and the PC is over here, and so he can't be responsible for the PC. See how simple that is? So, we make sure that when he gets processed, that he gets himself. And this is the exact sentence. The last two pages of the Joburg and a Form 6. What's a Form 6? It's all of horrible handling he has done to PCs any place, anywhere. And the last two pages of the Joburg is all of his overts off Scientology. If we do those two things for somebody, he's all straightened out. Once in a while, we have to go to extremis. And we say, the last two pages of the Joburg and a Form 6 with guilty version, with a make guilty version.
Now, that's sort of extremis, make guilty version. You find out every once in a while, some auditor goes in for the fact, PC gives up a withhold, auditor makes the PC guilty of the withhold. So a Form 6 guilty version simply is the basis, have you ever made a PC guilty of? Not have you ever done, and that's for every question in it. You could also run the Joburg with this. You could say, have you ever burned down a house is the question, you see. And you could say, have you ever made anybody guilty of burning down a house? You get almost equal magnitude response. It isn't a withhold, but it is the setup to have a withhold about burning down houses. And peculiarly in Scientology, here and there, an auditor has set out to make it his business to enforce the morals and mores of the Razzle Dazzle Temple Group of the Markab Confederacy or something of the sort. And every time a PC gets off a withhold saying he murdered, burned, shot down, didn't give the right change to the streetcar conductor, why, the auditor would sit there and say, oh, you realize, don't you, that that is a crime? Oh, yes. It's just kind of a joke because the fellow is a fine auditor now. The one lovely thing about Scientology is nobody ever holds your past against you. The past is our business. And so nobody holds your past against you. That makes us one of the oddest groups that ever existed. Because the only reason groups exist here on Earth at the present time is somebody has a record of your past and might be able to hold it against you, so therefore you had better stay in line. That is the single mechanism of keeping people in line used here on Earth today. You don't want to commit a crime because then you will have a police record and then you won't be able to get a job. You get that rationale? Well, that's holding your past against you. And, of course, some of these fellows fall from grace. But this particular chap, he isn't here today, and I shouldn't be telling stories of school because he's a fine auditor. He has become since a very fine auditor. The only reason we made a dent in his case was to get the make guilty on the Form 6. And this make guilty on the Form 6, you know, see, that's what you've done to PCs. That's the whole of the Form 6. And have you made guilty? Have you made guilty? Have you made guilty? And every question was just bang, 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 crash, crash, crash. You know? Instead of have you ever upset the PC's chair? Have you ever kicked the PC's chair intentionally in a session? You see, something like that. Have you ever made a PC guilty of kicking a chair in a session? You see? Anything like this, you know? Crash, crash, crash. We finally traced it back. We found out that it wasn't attributable to Scientology. It was because he had apparently been one of the high officials of the French government during the terror. He evidently been one of Robespierre's boys. And of course, he was just carrying it over as a habit pattern. As soon as we got rid of that, bang, fine auditor. See, he knew what to do. He knew the best thing to do. To enforce the mores of the society, of course, all you had to do was make everybody guilty, then everybody would be good, and then everything would run fine. But let me call it to your attention that that philosophy has been going forward now for 200 trillion years and has yet to work well. And I think it's time somebody held it to question. Now, if I can coax you forward and the realization, one, that it requires an instrument that will read in order to find, and two, that it requires a great alertness and a perfection of training in order to do a thorough job, and three, that it is the highest crime in the world to leave a sec check question missed. If I can just leave you those, do you know that Scientology in the United States would go at a much higher velocity than ever before? You would almost not recognize it with the speed forward that it would make. It is that important. He who hath withhold will not take responsibility for nothing, including him. We don't even want you to take responsibility. All we want you to do is relax and be yourself. You know, really, you're quite a guy. And we'd like to meet you. But we're not liable to find you back all those withholes. No, that is our program. It has nothing to do with morals. It has everything to do with upward and onward and freedom. If you can just be brave enough to be good enough to get the job done, you will be free. Thank you.